Utah Higher Education Commissioner Bill Cederberg says the regents made it clear at their meeting Friday that tenured faculty should be reviewed periodically, and that a negative review could lead to termination of employment.
We think it helps empower the campuses to deal with a very limited number of faculty that may have really stopped being productive.
Right now, Cederberg says post-tenure review enforcement varies from campus to campus. The revised policy mandates that a thorough post-tenure review will be conducted on a regular basis as determined by accreditation guidelines, and includes processes to improve faculty performance as needed. Cederberg says this isn't taking the tenure system lightly. He notes the majority of faculty members don't achieve tenure because it's very difficult.
It's a wonderful system for evaluating people as their early professors and kind of weeding out folks. And so we would like to preserve tenure. We wanted to preserve it for the competing for the best and brightest faculty throughout the country. But at the same time, tenure isn't to be a guarantee for lifetime employment.
In addition to strengthening the overall review process, the policy allows for tenured faculty to be dismissed for what could be determined by the institution as incompetence in the classroom. Dr. Christopher Jones was involved in Utah's higher education system for many years as a tenured professor at Utah Valley University and a faculty member at Weber State. He now works for California State University Northridge. He's intrigued to see how the new criteria for termination will play out.
I would like to know more how that gets defined. The way the policy usually works in Utah is that that gets a lateral down to the institution, and the institution, each of the campuses, gets a chance to define what they mean by that. The faculty in the unit would determine what constitutes gross incompetence.
He hopes the strengthened reviews will create a stronger, more productive institution, not make it easier to terminate tenured faculty. From an administrative standpoint, Jones says the inability to remove someone from the classroom who's not pulling his or her weight can be a problem. But from a faculty standpoint, he says the idea behind tenure is to safeguard academic freedom, which he says is very important.
I really do believe, and I've been in education for about 30 years, that there is a linkage between the two. If you remove tenure, that people don't feel as safe to pursue the kinds of research or to experiment in a classroom to the same extent because of fear for job loss.
Earlier this year, Republican State Representative Chris Harrod sponsored a bill to eliminate tenure at Utah's 8 public colleges and universities. But the legislation failed to pass out of committee amid strong concerns that it would prevent Utah from being able to attract high-quality professors. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.